Are you taking baby steps? I feel like I am. I'm sort of stepping out here and there with wobbly legs a bit after sheltering in place for so long. Have you ever seen a newborn baby horse try to stand up? Yes, that's how I feel. I've heard others say the exact same thing. It's like we're all taking baby steps in our current pandemic reality. I drove my car yesterday for the first time in a while, and it felt so weird. I was just glad I remembered how to drive. We went to church for the first time in almost 8 weeks, and I wasn't wearing pajamas, and I put on makeup and fixed my hair. But we were wearing masks with every other row of seats taken out. It was a small group staying within our current guidelines. Baby steps. Everything we have known has shifted, right? The environment around us is uncertain, and just like a little baby that is only known being held close in a mother's arms and crawling safely close to the ground, there comes a time to stand up and take a first wobbly step and let go of the coffee table. Moms, remember those days? Your little ones take those first steps, and it's a huge milestone moment. Some babies hang on to the crawl and scoot for a bit longer because it just doesn't feel safe and they aren't ready. Many of us feel that way. I met a friend at the park for just a little bit of a play date with our girls, and we both felt a tad uncomfortable and exposed. We were outside at the park. Isn't it wild? But it's our new reality when a day at the park, possibly around other people, even if they are 6 feet away, makes us feel uneasy and a bit shaky. We talked about what the future will look like. She's a school teacher, and the reality is we don't know what it will look like. No one does. No matter who you are, what you believe, who you are listening to, or where you are placing your trust, no person knows for sure what tomorrow holds. So if I put my trust in what I can see and what man around me seems to know or not know, I will be in a shaky place. But here's the deal. I don't. My foundation is firm. My faith ultimately isn't in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Does that mean I don't listen to medical experts? No, I do. And I abide by safety regulations and have wisdom when it comes to protecting myself, my family, and those around me. But when it comes to worry and taking these baby steps we are all taking, I hold fast to the words of Jesus. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus speaks these words after telling us to consider the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. They don't worry, and neither should we. There's an old song we used to sing when I was little. It went like this. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. God is with us as we take a baby step each day. He goes before us, and the Bible says he is one step ahead with his mercy. And because I believe it, I don't have to worry. That's the truth. Trust who holds your tomorrow and let him hold your hand every step of the way. I'm Lori Klein.